there's certainly a market demand for travel to the northern part of the state of Michigan. Their analysis this time also confirmed that. They saw that about 40% of the existing travelers that are coming up to the Petoskey and Traverse City region are indeed from the Southeast Michigan region. And so they see that as a big potential market for future train travel.
So in the study, several different trains are proposed over a span of 20 years. They'll each operate at different speeds and require different resources to make each individual train run. I want to start with the first train that's proposed. That's an excursion or special event train that would take passengers from downstate to the area for special events like the Traverse City Film Festival. What can you tell me about that special events train?
This would mean train rides that occur on a kind of a special event basis, or trains that are not on a regular fixed schedule. And this would allow us to test the service, test the market. So the study team does recommend, hey, if you just want to get things up and running, let's start with special event trains and test the market and then build the service as interest and demand grows.
And is there a tentative timeline for that train to run?
Right now, excursion trains can run on the existing tracks south of Traverse City, but they've been unable to get into Traverse City. And so the state has allocated some funding to repair the tracks in Traverse City. We're expecting that repair work to be done in the spring of 2019. And so we're pretty confident that we can begin special event trains right into Traverse City by 2020.
And you mentioned that the state has set aside some money for these track repairs, but according to the study, these trains will cost hundreds of millions of dollars. The special events train alone would cost $150 million. Outside of the state's money, sort of who would foot the bill for these trains?
Yeah, so what you're seeing around the country is a growing trend in private sector investment into infrastructure and in particular transportation projects like this one. You're seeing that with rail projects like the M1 rail line in Detroit, but you're also seeing, even with larger scale rail projects, you're seeing in Florida, Texas, and even in Las Vegas. And that's because, you know, there's a lot of interest in people, young people and baby boomers moving into cities, but also, you know, talent in these cities are looking for ways that they can live in states like Florida and Michigan and be able to work and thrive without depending on a car to get around. And so that's why you're seeing a lot of the business community get behind projects like this.
The third and final train that's proposed is one that would run at 110 miles per hour. And that train has a price tag of anywhere from $100 to $400 million. That wouldn't be ready for another 15 to 20 years. Can you just tell me, what would that final train sort of offer?
In the study, the study team discovered that if we're able to operate trains at about 100, 110 miles per hour, that would cut the travel time down to 3.5 hours. Because that becomes a more attractive option and you're able to sort of grab more of a market share of travelers along this corridor than the 110 mile per hour option, even though it sounds a little far-fetched and very long-term, is actually an attractive option because you're capturing so much more of the travel market. You're able to recoup the operating costs and then also the capital costs as well.
I know that this rail line would benefit the residents of Traverse City and Ann Arbor. But Jim, tell me, does it benefit the residents of the smaller towns in Michigan, you know, along the way?
There are a lot of families who are living in more of the rural areas in mid-Michigan who are somewhat close to some of these towns that could potentially have a train stop, where, you know, these families could benefit from having another transportation option for reaching larger metro areas like Detroit and Chicago and be able to connect to the other rail lines, but have a different transportation option for doing that. But it's also, if you notice, at the rail line, you're connecting several Michigan colleges and universities. Our estimation is that there's about 90,000 college students who live pretty close to any of the potential stops. And so we see this as not only something for young people, baby boomers, young families in the rural areas, but we also see this as a university connection as well.
Jim Bruckbauer is the Deputy Director of the Groundwork Center for Resilient Communities. Jim, thanks for taking the time to talk.
Thank you, Max.